Good morning. It's 5:44. This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Thousands of Philadelphia students are scheduled to begin some in-person instruction next week. That return to the classroom has been delayed three times, most recently because of opposition from the teachers' union, which claims the buildings aren't safe. While safety concerns have dominated the debate over reopening, WHYY's Miles Bryan reports the academics of school during COVID is a whole other question.
Nicole Miller has been teaching kindergarten in Yaden for nearly 20 years. But when the pandemic hit and her school went entirely online, the Delaware County educator felt like a rookie.
Oh, I cried the first 2 weeks of virtual. I'm like, this is not the career I signed up for. I can't do this.
But as the days turned into weeks and then months, things got easier. Miller figured out how to train the camera on her mouth so her kids can see her enunciating. She made some cool slideshows. Her class found its rhythm.
It became something that I'm like, okay, we can do this. And then they hit me with the hybrid.
Hybrid is the name for when some students come back to the classroom, but the rest remain online, often with teachers in charge of both at the same time. William Penn, the school district Miller works for, switched to it late last month. Out of the 19 kids enrolled in Miller's class, 8 opted to come back.
When students are in front of you, they need your full attention. You're talking to them, and it's just difficult to split yourself between the students there and then your students on the computer. Like, how do you do that with five-year-olds?
Data from Philly shows that the youngest students have fallen behind the most academically during the pandemic. The city's school officials have used that data to support their push for hybrid. But Nicole Miller's experience speaks to a question that we don't really have data for. Is hybrid learning an effective teaching model?
You know, I don't think that there's a certain opinion yet on hybrid being better or worse.
Bree Dassault is with the Center on Reinventing Public Education, a policy group that has been studying K-12 learning during the pandemic. She says, anecdotally, the school districts that have done the best with hybrid learning so far are the ones that have prioritized training on new technology and constant check-ins with teachers and families to make sure they feel comfortable with the switch.
If a district makes the choice to go to hybrid, then they really need to be making a choice as well to be putting the conditions in place to support their staff and to support their families so that they can make that transition.
In Upper Darby, there's teachers who will tell you they are proof that hybrid can work. Nicarina Gilpin teaches second grade at Bywood Elementary School.
Hybrid learning is like virtual learning, but better. Like you can just add more to it. You know what I mean? So you can still do all of those same things that you are doing virtually. But for the kids that are in front of you, they're not clicking off to watch a YouTube video because you're right there.
Her school brought students back last month for the first time since last spring. Gilpin's colleague, Amanda George, says she's pleasantly surprised at how smooth it's been.
You know, our online kids can interact with our in-person kids. So it really still feels like we have that classroom environment.
Nicole Miller, the kindergarten teacher in Yaden, says she has had some moments where she's broken through to her in-person students in a way that is not always possible through a computer screen.
There's nothing that can replace in-person learning.
Every hybrid day, she spends about 40 minutes focusing on the kids who are physically present. Hakima Jabbar's 6-year-old son, Qasim, is one of them.
I feel like he's getting a private tutor, and so I'm very grateful for that.
Jabbar works a demanding job at a law firm. For most of the last year, she's been trying to do that job at home while supervising Qasim's remote learning. It hasn't always gone well.
My son, he doesn't sit still. He'll be under the table. He'll be running around. So, like, I'm trying to keep an eye on him and working at the same time. So it has proven really difficult for me.
Jabbar also has 3 other school-age kids, all now enrolled in William Penn's hybrid option. Every Wednesday, they bundle up and they go to school. Jabbar says she's happy that they are getting some classroom time. And it doesn't hurt that, for the first time in nearly a year, she's finally getting some time to herself.
The mornings are quite hectic, but the rest of the day, I'm able to focus on work a little bit better.
Miles Bryan, Keystone Crossroads.